Elizabeth Pappas is joining me. She's the executive director of the Arts Center of Burlington, and she is joining me to talk about events that are coming up in August, and they've got an August show. The Gallery Committee Group Show is what is on the schedule for this August, and it features artist members of the Gallery Committee, including Jessica Kirby, Carla Munt, Lynn Parks, and Fritz Geckner. So it's sort of like a hometown group of collection for the artist or the gallery show and the gallery group show, right? Is that right, Elizabeth?
Yes, that's correct. So these are members of our gallery committee. This group meets every few months. This is the group that helps us recruit artists for our monthly gallery shows and helps us schedule these artists. So we've scheduled through 2024 with much help from these artists. So this is a show to feature their own artwork, okay. A group show.
And your mini gallery features the ceramic works from the Great River Pottery Throwdown contestants. So you're kind of like taking the winners or taking the people that are the familiar names and familiar things, putting them together in August, right?
Yes. So our Great River Pottery Throwdown was this past Saturday. It was a blast. It was such a great, successful fundraising event and a way to celebrate our ceramics program. And many of the pieces that were thrown that night, as well as from those ceramic artists, will be featured in our mini gallery, as long with some of their other private works will be on display as well.
By the way, the opening reception for the artist or the August show galleries, that is Friday, August 5th, during the Gallery Lounge, live music by Haley Ramatowski, 6 to 8 p.m., beer, wine, charcuterie boards for purchase. That's Friday night art hop for kids ages 3 plus, 6 to 7:30, and art project, snack, and story, $10 per child. So that is what's happening on Friday, but we're going to go back to Tuesday, August 2nd, volunteer opportunities. This is a monthly event, right? Is that right,
Elizabeth?
And
yes,
go ahead.
The first Tuesday of every month, our volunteer committee meets, and we go over the list of upcoming events that we're looking for volunteers for, as well as just our ongoing volunteer opportunities. So this is a great night. We always have food, snacks, and it's a great gathering, mingling event as well. Our volunteers are fabulous, and we rely on them heavily, and so it's nice to have a night to gather together and talk about everything going on here.
And the very next night, you've got Artist to Artist Forum with the monthly Artist Forum. This is the Arts Center Burlington. I believe it's also the Fort Madison Area Arts Association, so you kind of rotate back and forth. Is that right?
Yes, so we love partnering with our friends at the Fort Madison Art Center, and we switch back, and last month we were in Fort Madison, and this month we'll be back here in Burlington. This is a great group of artists. If you're an artist looking to collaborate and share dialogue with other fellow artists and also show your the artwork that you're working on and get some great positive critiquing going, this is a group for you. We always have food as well. And this group has grown. It is such a fun group to meet with, and the conversations are great. I'm not an artist, but I tag along, and I just love sitting and listening to what's going on in their lives and seeing sneak peeks of the work that they're working on.
All right. It's a social gathering plus also a creative gathering is what you're telling me, right?
Correct.
All right. And Saturday, August 13th, by the way, is Family Art Day, 10 to 2 on a Saturday, a family event promoting your fall classes. You can take $5 off classes when you register that day. And make and take projects and fabulous instructors. What a wheel demo outside and tour the facility. So Family Art Day going on Saturday the 13th. Obviously another way to hopefully increase membership, right?
Yes, increase membership. We do this every year to promote and kick off our fall registration for fall classes. It's a great day. We have stuff going on outside, and then you can come inside. In each of our classrooms, we have one of our wonderful instructors doing little projects with the kids. If you sign up for fall classes that day, you get a $5 discount. It's a fun day. We do it every day, every August. And speaking of classes, our fall classes have launched. We have flyers. Classes are on the website. You can stop in. We have more classes offered more than ever. We have all of our favorite fundamentals that you know and love, but we have tons of new classes. Cyanotype. We have a pen and ink drawing class. We have a make your own chess pieces class, figure sculpting. We even have a gift wrapping workshop in December, photography 101, tons of new classes we've never done before.
All right.
We're very excited about fall.
Sounds like fun. The Gallery Lounge back on the 18th on Friday, along with the Friday Night Art Hop. Live music by Fretworks. Fretworks will also be performing on the 13th for the Old Couch Music Festival, just outside
Correct.
Of the Art Center. Okay, let's see what else have we got here as we're looking down the... you've got an event. This is one you've done this before, but it is it's a very fun. It's Saturday, August 20th, and it's called Paint by Number Bar Crawl. And it's Paint by Number Canvas at the Art Center. You make your way to pre-selected bars throughout the downtown. Each participating bar has a couple of different colors of paint waiting for you to fill in the painting. And the last stop back at the Art Center for the final touches. Drinks, live music, fun awards, prizes. $20 in advance, $30 at the door. It's filling up quickly, so sign up online today, in person, or reserve a spot for that. And again, as you mentioned, the fall classes have launched. Plus, you are also have a couple of things. You're calling for artists opportunities. You've got a plein air event happening in September. The theme is old buildings, and registration's open there. And in November, it's itty bitty bits of art show, small works gallery show, and I'm sure there's many more things that will be also included as you move through the month of August, September, and October as things get busier in the fall, right?
Yes, we have so many fun things going on at the back half of the year. Like you mentioned, the plein air event, registration is going on now. Our itty bitty bits of art show, that was a small work show. Last year was our first year. That was a huge hit. Tons of fun things. Everything submitted is no larger than 12 by 12 inches. That's a great event too. For holiday gifting, there's so many fun gifts to get your loved ones and special people in your lives for that show. We also have our all member show following that, before Christmas. And then of course in November is our biggest fundraising event of the year, Celebrity Battle of the Brushes. So more info coming your way on that as we kick off planning for the big one.
All right.
Now,
for more information and to go to get the website, now I've seen what appears to be two different websites. Is it bTownArt.com and BurlingtonArtCenter.com?
So if you go to ArtCenterofBurlington.com, which was our old website, it will direct you directly to our new website, which is bTownArt.com. We did some major website refresh updates, about 6 months ago. And so if you go to ArtCenterofBurlington.com, it'll redirect you to our new website.
But the new website directly is simply bTownArt.com. And
that's correct.
It's a short and sweet, and you can
short and sweet
and you can get that taken care of. Anyway, a lot of stuff coming up at the Art Center of Burlington, and again, bTownArt.com is the website to go to, and we'll be joined by Elizabeth next month talking about stuff coming up in September. Okay,
sounds great. Looking forward to it, Steve. Thank you.